This is the State of Things, broadcasting from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. The 2020 elections may produce record youth voter turnout. 63% of voters age 18 to 29 have committed to voting. That's according to a Harvard Youth poll. But historically, youth voter turnout is low. So what is motivating young people these days and what issues still concern them? Ellie Stevens is a senior at Cardinal Gibbons High School in Raleigh and the host of the podcast Lunch Break. Her most recent episode features the voices of young voters making their election decision. Ellie, welcome to the State of Things.
Hi, thank you so much.
Good to have you here. And while we're on the subject, early voting has begun in North Carolina. So if you want to avoid lines on Election Day, you can get out and vote today through the end of October. Voting sites and times vary, but we have links to more information at our website, stateofthings.org. So, Ellie, you held a roundtable discussion with three young people about their views on the presidential candidates, and that was after the first debates. Why was this the conversation you wanted to center your roundtable on?
I initially thought of the idea during the pandemic, because I thought it was really interesting to see how elected officials were handling the virus. And so I think it kind of showed me the importance of elected officials, and I felt like other first-time voters probably felt the same. And that kind of evolved into just conversations about this election in these unprecedented times with other first-time voters. And so I thought it would be really interesting to just continue these discussions, especially during the debates, because obviously that has sparked a lot of conversation.
Well, tell us about your guests. You tried to get a diverse range of voters, right?
Yes. So I have Allie Folger, who kind of provides the perspective of a woman during this election. And then she is probably more of like a liberal perspective. And then Reese provides, you know, the minority perspective, and he's definitely more of an independent voter. And then Austin is another man, and he kind of would probably be more right-leaning. Just kind of different perspectives on all the issues.
Well, let's hear a little bit of what they had to say. You got responses from your guests about what they thought of that debate. And here is Austin, 17-year-old, one of your 17-year-old classmates who you said leans conservative.
Like, with my family, I've always lived in the South. That's where I grew up. Like, so Republicans kind of been just like what my family does, so it's what I do. If you asked me before the debates, like the debate, I would have said Trump. Right now, I couldn't tell you. I honestly couldn't tell you. I would need both of them to step up and like actually say something meaningful for me to make a decision, because I feel like if I could vote right now, and after watching what I did, I just wouldn't vote.
That's Austin Coral discussing the presidential debate as part of the podcast hosted by WUNC youth reporter Ellie Stevens, who is with me now. Ellie, tell us more about what your guests said about that debate in general. Was there anything that surprised you about the responses that you got?
I definitely think Austin's response that you just played really surprised me, because I feel like I assumed that everyone kind of leaned one way or the other because they're very different candidates. So to see Austin say the debate actually kind of changed his mind, and to know that I actually know an undecided voter, was really interesting for me to see.
Well, one of the things that we hear so often when we talk about youth voter turnout and when anyone talks about why it has been historically so low, it's a sense of being in a sense of being discouraged in some way, that your vote really doesn't matter. The system is too big. And one of your guests did talk about being discouraged after the debate. Let's hear what's inspiring him to vote despite his disappointment.
My grandma, she couldn't vote. So like, I mean, now she can, obviously, but she couldn't back then, so I'm going to vote for her. She was a black woman in the 40s, so, like, she wasn't, like, well, she's my great-grandma, but she wasn't, like allowed to vote. Even if they made it legal, like, they would harass black voters back then, so it's, like, I got to do it for her, so.
Reese Evans, who identifies as an independent voter. I'm here with Ellie Stevens, who interviewed Reese as part of her podcast Lunch Break. What were some of the issues that your guests were talking about that are important to them?
A big issue was climate change and the environment. And I thought it was really interesting. They weren't just thinking about themselves and the planet for their future, but they're also planning in advance, thinking about how the planet might, the climate change might affect their children in the future. So that was a big issue. And another big issue was police reform. And so those are probably the two biggest ones that they address.
Do you get, I know that you focused on the presidential debate. And so that was, you know, a lot of the questions were around what they took away from that. But did you get into conversations about the rest of the ballot, the governor's race, the U.S. Senate race, and any of those other races that are going to be on the ballot? Well, they're on the ballot right now because early voting has begun. What are some of the other issues that are important?
We didn't really specifically get in to the more state-level voting issues, but Ali did bring up a really interesting point and said, you know, I think a lot of people don't recognize how important these positions are because, you know, they have cover issues such as education and, you know, more recently like mask mandates and things like that, issues that affect us now. But I think most people are so focused on the presidential campaign because it's all over the media and TV. So I think a lot of, especially younger voters, just kind of disregard those positions.
Well, you mentioned.
So that's my big point.
You mentioned Allie. Let's hear a little more from her.
Yeah, I care a lot about like voting and stuff because this is like, I understand it's super easy to get discouraged, especially looking at the candidates we have for president. But when you're voting, like you're also voting for your senators and your governors and stuff like that, that also make a huge impact on you, even when it's not like nationwide. So I think it's super important for people to like still go out there and like put their voice in because it's not just the president that you're choosing.
Allie Folger talking about voting. It's part of a podcast episode by WUNC youth reporter Ellie Stevens. I'm talking with Ellie Stevens right here and now on The State of Things. So, Ellie, give me a sense of you as a, you are a young potential voter. You going to vote?
Yes, I'm planning to vote on Friday.
Okay. But talk more about your decision and kind of what your thought process in is as you evaluate the candidates and try to think about the issues. Give us a, take us inside your mind as you're making your decision.
Definitely, yeah. So I am, in addition to the presidential election, which is obviously, you know, at the forefront of everyone's mind, I research each of the candidates and look at where they stand on, you know, the big issues. Obviously, education is really big for me. And then the environment is another really big issue for me, and climate change, and also just where they stand on social justice issues, just in general, and see kind of their policies on those issues and then make my decision based on what policies they're planning to enact.
You know, it's interesting to think about the debate. Again, the focal point for your discussion for this particular podcast, it's one moment, both candidates very well prepared. They know pretty much what questions they're going to have. They've rehearsed the answers. And yet we've had years and years and years of experience with these candidates in office and out. But for young voters, you know, they were in middle school when Donald Trump took office. And so trying to, you know, get your head around his record beyond what he said in the debate, and Joe Biden goes way back for decades in public policy. Do you pay much attention to that? How much of that history do you think is important to know to bring to your understanding of and your decision making?
Definitely. I think it's important to kind of, you know, obviously like watch the news and things like that and keep updated on all the different issues. But I think for a lot of people, the debate, a lot of my peers at least, the debate was kind of their first experience seeing both candidates speak, because I think a lot of people don't necessarily watch the news and keep updated on issues who are like younger in my generation. So that was kind of why maybe Austin was feeling, you know, influenced and almost undecided after watching the debate.
Well, the fact that you are hosting lunch break and that you have had this podcast going out to the public speaks to your commitment to public policy and helping people know. What are some of the other areas that you'd like to explore in lunch break?
I think definitely we're going to talk about, you know, after the election, when the results, we'll definitely discuss that. And I'm working on an episode on mental health right now and mental health in school systems, especially in an online virtual environment for many schools. that'll be an area we'll explore.
So we quoted that poll at the beginning of this conversation about the fact that it appears that more young people have committed to voting. What's your sense of it? Do you feel like your peers are actually going to get up and get out and vote this time around?
Definitely. I think there's a large push for voting all over social media. I see people posting about it all the time, encouraging their friends to vote. Everyone I know that can vote is planning to vote.
All right.
I think that's really great.
Ellie Stevens, a senior at Cardinal Gibbons High School in Raleigh, WUNC youth reporter and the host of the podcast Lunch Break. Ellie, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, we'll say it again. Early voting is underway in North Carolina. Find out how you can vote in your area. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow.